hand and we'll ride through this used up, forsaken land. I got a V8 engine and I love to hear the sound. But blood and bone and wood and steel, we fight against time and it's a losing deal. Can't you see it slipping by fast? Baby, don't you know we're the last of the V8s, baby? Can't you see we're the last of the V8s now? Yeah, just one old man trying to figure why another's hand is ever on the trigger. He's tired of living under the gun. This world ain't ours, you know it well. We've been left with nothing but a story to tell, and we'll speak it softly in the streets of this broken town. With blood and bone and wood and steel, we try to remember what we used to feel. Can't you see it slipping by fast? Baby, don't you know we're the last of the V8s, baby? Can't you see we're the last of the V8s now? Yes, our pride's been broke, our innocence stolen. There's not much hope, but we're not beholden to anyone here. We're all on our own. On riding this junkyard machine, as long as there's highways and cheap gasoline, we ain't finished yet, but we're still so far from home. Blood and bone, wood and steel, we fight against time and it's a losing deal. Can't you see it slipping by fast? Baby, don't you know we're the last of the V8s, baby? Did you see we're the last of the V8s now? The V8s, baby. The V8s now. The V8s now. Blood and bone, wood and steel, that's what we got for you tonight, folks. No silicon chips, no HD, nothing digital tonight except for these things. That's right. Well, the good thing about having someone like Tony Furtado open up the show is I feel like everyone's got their money's worth already, and the pressure is off, Charles. We can just relax, man. Recky got the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled hard on the sorrow and smoke. Raising up my bottle, I looked for a chance as he set your glass down on the bar with a glance at me. Down with the horseshoe lounge, shuffleboard and neon lights. Down with the horseshoe lounge, cigarettes and whiskey tonight. Recky said she's out of your league, let her go. As I watched you pick your partner on that old dance floor, no, it didn't work out the first time we tried, but I'd do anything to have you by my side again. Down at the horseshoe lounge, peel the label off of Miller Lite. Down at the horseshoe lounge, I sit here thinking about you every night. Were you the one who faltered? Was I the one who strayed? Maybe God left us out of the plans he made. So here's to misbeginnings and things that never start, for these are the ghosts that run around in my heart. one isn't where I wanna be. I get the urge to look you up, see if you would come and meet me. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge. Hey buddy, have you got a light? Down at the Horseshoe Lounge. Just one more and I'll be alright. Everybody now. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge. Feel the label off of Miller Lite. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge. I sit here thinking about you every night. Recky got the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled hard on the sorrow and smoke. Well, thanks, folks, for welcoming me back to Raleigh. Is it Raleigh or Durham? I get them mixed up. Sorry. Raleigh. Well, this is my first time at the Berkeley Cafe. I must say it's a little different than I expected. I heard Berkeley Cafe and I'm thinking tofu and sprouts and, you know, kind of California. And instead, we have basically the Horseshoe Lounge, basically. I like it. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell? I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I used to hang at the Horseshoe. You'd see me spinning at the Broken Spoke. I'd take my gal down to Green Hall. We lived on whiskey and smoke. Don't know how it all started. Didn't mean to hurt no one. Some bad luck, what's done can't be undone. It was way past midnight, and it a hollered out last call. I turned around and rang when Ron was headed for a brawl. I didn't know that other guy was a cop, I guess I didn't care. And sometimes you gotta act like you got a pair. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. No more fights, no more neon lights, I guess it's just as well. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. For a while, staring at a mesh window, mile after mile. I don't have any regrets, well, maybe just a few. But a man's gonna do what he's gonna do. My drinking days
days are over. No more nights at the carousel.
My buddies say they're gonna miss me. They can go to hell.
I never knew what time it was
till closing time came round.
My drinking days are over,
but I'm still trouble bound.
I never knew what time it was
till closing time came round.
My drinking days are over,
but I'm still trouble bound. My drinking days are over. I got Richmond boy Charles Arthur on guitar and coming up on mandolin. Yeah.
Boy. Boy. What do you mean, boy?
Sorry. So we're going to travel from Texas all the way up to the Green Mountain State of Vermont for this one. This is one off my brand new record. I keep saying brand new record. It's about 8 months old now. But, you know, I only put a record out every 3 or 4 years, so it's still kind of brand new, isn't it? Evan, could I just have a little bit more guitar and vocal in my wedge here? Things, all the people in here sounds a little different, so just a little more vocal, a little more guitar, and I'd be good. All right, this is a song I wrote, thank you, with a buddy of mine named Dave Farnsworth up in Vermont. And I didn't find out until after the song was all written, and it was on the record and everything, that Dave started this song as a tribute to a Gulf War casualty from his hometown in South Royalton, Vermont. So as soon as I heard that, I made sure we dedicate this song every night to any service families that happen to be out there who've been pulling more than their fair share the last few years. You're on the other side of the world tonight, but under the same cold stars. And tonight I'll dream you right back home to this little life of ours. We'll walk hand in hand through fields of green, just like we did last year. And it's so hard to wake up every day and watch as your dreams disappear. It's quiet here, your little boy's asleep. He looks more like you every day. Won't you come back, my darling? Each night I pray on bended knee. Won't you come back to the Green Mountains and me? See a car winding up the driveway, up to your parents' place. The old man looks up from his raking as the color drains from your mama's face. She's crying softly by the window now as your daddy shakes the soldier's hand. Tail lights disappear into the woods below, and he's frozen in the doorway where he stands. In the twilight, in the silent snow, I hear you singing in my ear. Won't you come back, my darling? Each night I pray on bended knee. Won't you come back to the Green Mountains and me? day. And I lose a little bit of myself with each tear I wipe away. People on the street used to stop and talk. Now they look down and walk on by. Won't you come back? Come back, my darling. Each night I pray on bended knee. Won't you come back to the green mountains and me? Thanks, folks. Let's do another one from the new record here. I've got a whole bunch of new songs I'm happy to have in the set. Evan, you can bring that guitar down just a little bit. A little, we're compensating a little bit on that. Sorry. That sounds great. And also, I don't mean to be a diva, but what's rattling up there? Something's really, it's like a, is that going to, that happen all the time? Was that all through your set, Tony? Is he here? Yeah, you just got to get used to that, huh? Oh, I thought. In a couple of years, I'll be too deaf to hear it, but it's a little annoying. All right, this is one I wrote off the record with my buddy Rod Picott. I know he comes through town once in a while. We got some Rod Picott fans. Cool, good to know, good to know. All right. You hung your hopes on a crooked nail, dropped your dreams down a rusted pail, a little broken china coffee cup could hold what's left of what you still won't give up. Where do all your dreams go to when it all starts to turn untrue? What is all you're wishing for when you don't believe in dreams anymore? It stopped. Made it stop. Thanks, Evan. I appreciate that. Nice. You threw your love like a skipping stone. Never had a chance, you should have known. Begged the fates to give it back. And you're sinking as the sky goes black. And where do all your dreams go to when it all starts to turn untrue? What is all you're praying for when you don't believe the words anymore? Eyelash lay upon her face. You still keep it in a secret place. Take it out and remember when she was here then. Put it back again. Put it back again. Stars in the coal black sky. Maybe one will fall for you tonight. A silver moon and diamonds high. worthless penny when she said goodbye. And where do all your dreams go to when it all starts to turn untrue? What is all you wishing for when you don't believe in dreams anymore? Thank you. Let's do one more from the new record here. This one written by my old buddy Ray Bonneville. Y'all know Ray? Yeah, a couple people know Ray. He's out there on the circuit. He's a great one. I like doing songs by friends of mine. I got a lot of talented friends out there. This is called Run, Jolie, Run. Was that a gasp or a guffaw? I like hearing that. Yeah. I wear the track, cuts County Road 9. A diesel pulls up a long line, slowing up the grade to a crawl, where Julie waits for an empty car. Away from that man with the cruel tongue and a violent hand, who done told her more than once, I'll put you six under if you try to run. She walked into the pond and said, I'll take the little 32. A man at the counter said, are you sure? What you gonna do? Run, Jolie, run, Jolie, run. Arkansas border, Tennessee bound, across the muddy water in a Memphis town. A walk-up room, a deadbolt on the door, a street lamp moon creak in the floor. Neon glows till the break of day, where she goes to make money. Pouring whiskey, pouring gin, she don't tell nobody where she's been. That little 32 in her pocket is loaded. Run, Jolie, shadows. Now Jolie waits for a morning freight, going where nobody knows her name. Run, Jolie, run, Jolie, run. Run, Jolie, run, Jolie, run. Thank you.
skunk juice.
All right. Anybody here still working on your own car? Nobody? One person, two people. Yeah, it's kind of a lost art these days, all those computer chips and all. It makes it kind of hard. But I've driven a succession of hand-me-down junked vehicles over the years, and just out of necessity, I think Charles's first tour with me. Now, which one was first, the one in the 74 Dart or the 77 Van? Which
Dart.
The Dart one was first?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't that long ago either. Charles logged some serious mileage with me in the old Dodge Dart, and I don't think we had any breakdowns on that trip, did we? Not a one, but I did. I make sure to come into every time I come to a new town. I make sure and come in the back way if I can scope out the junkyards just in case I, you know, need an alternator on the way out the next day. So this is about going to the junkyard. This is called Skunk Juice. Trot road today, gotta build me a new rear end. I got sand in my pockets and skunk juice on my hands. On a ruddy road full of glass and steel, got a toolbox under my arm, and I'm looking for a Mopar in this old boneyard farm. They got Camaros here and Firebirds too, all twisted up in the Mountain Dew, and pickups there, vans and rims and rice rockets out behind the GMs, Fords and old school buses rust just the way they were when they bit the dust. Mopars are always way out back between the muddy river and the rusty railroad track. All right, in this next verse, I'm going to be out in the junkyard looking for parts for my Dart, and I'll be walking past all sorts of Dodge and Plymouth vehicles. I'm going to mention a whole bunch of makes and models here, and if you don't mind, give me a little shout-out when I mention the car that you drove in the 70s. Give me a yee-haw or a whistle or something when I mention the car that you nursed into the 80s, maybe even the 90s, like I did. Yeah, the Mopars are always hard to find, but you can always find a few. There's Cordovas and Furies and Darts and Dusters too. There's a diplomat on a swinger, a New Yorker, a demon and a scamp. There's a 68 Barracuda grill with both tail lamps. Yeah, the owner's got a little attitude, but he'll give you a deal if he's in the mood. Some say it's the moxie that makes him mean. Some say he cargoes gasoline. He's pulling engines, booking parts, sorting alternators and stacking starters, fenders, gas tanks, and bumpers too. This radiator, damn near good as new. Thank you. kiss road today. Gotta build me a new rear end. I got sand in my pockets and skunk juice on my hands. I got sand in my pockets, skunk juice on my hands. I got sand in my pockets and skunk juice on my hands. Actually, I got more automotive for you here. Here we go.
Which one?
Here's another one I wrote with my dear old buddy Rod Picott. I only wrote about 15% of this one, but I recorded it first, and I got all the glory. Well, Sherry had a pawn shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Along came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand and the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown and tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of Lake Poetry Train, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, it's broke down. I had no telling where love goes. Maybe down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, it's broke down. Baby in the backseat and another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning round, it's broke down. On the other side of town, two lovers lie still, cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn in parade, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, it's broke down. It's broke down. Thanks a lot, everybody. That's that was kind of a signature song for me for a long time. It was really a kind of a breakthrough song. It meant before Broke Down, I was totally obscure, and after Broke Down, relatively obscure. That helped out a lot. It made a big difference in my situation there. I was losing money for a long time. I had some pretty big credit card debt when Broke Down came out in January of 2000. It's going to be 10 years next month. Can you you believe that? Yeah. And I spent a lot of years paying off that debt, slowly but surely. And I finally did pay it off a couple years ago. Had a little money left over at the end of the tour last year, so I put it in the stock market. I'm right back where I started now. So I took that as a sign that you can only coast so long on one song there, Slade. So gotta get out there and write another one that breaks on through. So I worked really, really hard on the new record. We got them for sale tonight. The record's called Everything You Love Will Be Taken Away. My friend John is selling them over there, and we'll be hanging out there at the end of the show with Sharpies in our pockets, ready to sign anything within reason. So this the title song is called Cry. I really thought this was going to be a big hit, but it really didn't turn out that way. Maybe I can sell it to somebody big. Jason Mraz needs a new song or something next year. Yeah, we'll see. You love like a diamond, like a twinkling star, but it's a whole lot of heartache to get to where we are. 'Cause every man is a myth, every woman a dream. Watch your little heart get crushed till the truth gets in between. Every bond is a bond of sorrow, your blue sky turns gray. Everything you love will be taken away. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had. Lying in the bed you made, ah, but you were so young. Say a prayer, put your head down, gotta prove your mama wrong. There's no poison like a dream when it all comes undone. Don't you know that in the end you're not fooling anyone? Every bond is a bond of sorrow, every blue sky fades to gray. Everything you love will be taken away. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had. December, when the lights go out, you know you can't count on anyone. Between a dream and a lie, between hope and what's real, after so many years of let's work it out, you think there'd be some kind of a deal. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had, a love they never had. Cry. All right, well, It's usually right about here in this set that I try to figure out who came the greatest distance to the show or went through the greatest ordeal to get to the show, because I want to find out who that person is in case they came to hear a certain song in particular. And I want to make sure that I do that song, because I would hate to have them go all the way home and having not heard the song, you know. So, and it happens quite often, you know. We've been doing this every night the last couple of weeks. And, you know, a guy, we played in Charlotte a few nights ago, guy drove from Delaware to the show. And he swore that, like, he didn't go down to visit family or for a job. He just came down for the show. And he was buying beers for Charles all night long. Yeah. He's a fan. And so he won the request contest that night. And you'd be surprised the kind of stories we've heard just in the last couple of weeks. Well, we were in England last month, and they don't drive great distances in England because the towns are pretty close together. But one guy rode his bike 9 miles. So he won that night. And let's see, we got back to the States, and up in New Hampshire, a guy drove his minivan 45 miles in second gear. That was the winning entry that night. Let's see, Houston, a couple weeks ago, a guy drove from Galveston, which is about 30 or 40 miles away, I guess. No headlights, though. That's pretty good. So does anybody have a harrowing tale to tell, or want to... Transmission, what?
She said make some shit up.
Oh, make some shit up. You don't have a license. All right. Excellent. I like that. How many miles? All right. 20 miles with no license. Yeah. I like that. I think that's good. So what did you come to hear there? He's on his fourth beer. All right. No license to lose. Yeah. Did you come to hear a song in particular, risking your incarceration? Oh, I did. All right. Well, the drinking days are over. Wow. Man. I gotta take this guy on the road with me. This is a great little routine. Well, I did get a couple of requests before I came on. So if nobody else has a great harrowing tale to tell, I'm going to do the request that I got before the show. Let's see. We'll start with another one by my friend Karen Poston. This song she wrote about her grandmother, whose name was Lydia. And she was in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, married to a coal miner. Incidentally, it's really interesting and odd to the fact that this is the first smoking establishment that I've played in years, it seems like. I mean, it was the other way around for years and years. It was such a treat to have a non-smoking gig. And there's not a lot of smoking gigs anymore. You guys are like the last holdouts, I think, right? Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, last month ago. All right. Someday we'll say, remember the good old days when the clubs were all smoky and stunk? Pretty little cigarette today. Ancient fumbling fingers in her way. From a 40-year-old coffee cup, she sipped a bit of gin. Closed her eyes and let the memories in. She lives in the old place all alone. Keeps in touch with neighbors by the phone. Grows roses on the graves of her firstborn and his father, and the coal trucks never bothered her. Oh, did he let him go? The boy's gone. Her mother struggled as she tore him from her arms. Oh, Lydia, your tears are heaven's ray. but she never was the same. A cotton dress and satin shoes, India and summer sun, dressed in amber hues, spitting time with a coal miner's son. To an old time fiddle tune. Months blow by just like a breeze that year. They wed in June, and by the fall the boy was here. Word come down from Big Stone, there's a fire in the mine, and the 11 men they couldn't find. Let him go, boy is gone. Her mother struggled as she tore him from her arms. Oh, Lydia, your tears are heaven's ray, but she never was the same. Father's boots, she knew. Oh, did he let him go? The boy is gone. Her mother struggled as she tore him from her arms. Oh, Lydia, your tears are heaven's ray, but she never was the same. Today, ancient fumbling fingers in her way from a 40-year-old coffee cup, she sipped a bit of gin, closed her eyes and let the memories in.
Thanks, folks. I had help with this next song from a legendary character from Texas named Ray Wiley Hubbard. It's coming out with a new record pretty soon. He's all jazzed up about this movie he wrote, too. He wrote a screenplay and did the soundtrack to a movie that's coming out pretty soon. I think he tried to explain it to me. I saw him last week in Austin. And Ray, you know, he's not the most technically proficient guy, you know, but he plays guitar. I mean, like technology and everything. Ray's kind of an old school kind of blues man kind of guy. But he was trying to explain that the movie's being released virally. They're going to, you know, they used to do movies, you know, theaters, then video, and then the net. And they're doing it upside down on this one. So I guess you can find it on the interweb there somewhere. I don't know. It's called something Ransom Pride. I can't remember the rest of it. Ransom Pride. What is it? The Last Rites of Random Pride. Is that what it is? Excellent. Have you seen it? Okay. Well, let's try to find that online. It should be pretty cool. All right. So Ray and I wrote this down in his kitchen in Wimberley. Day after day after trying to understand, while the world tries to drag you down, make a ghost out of a man. Your debt of grace is due, and you've pawned everything you own. guess some dreams just don't come true. Nothing left but skin and wishbones. Each year the world gets lonelier and uglier with sin. You'll never see those blue skies through young eyes again. You pray to every god you've known just to wind up all alone. Your friends are gone, your mama's dead, nothing left but skin and wishbones. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Grab an end, hold on tight, bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old wishbone. This is real life, brother, this ain't no reality show. If suffering is human, well, I guess we're not alone. You'll survive on next to nothing, but you won't live on skin and wishbones. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Make a wish upon a star tonight, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Grab an end, hold on tight, bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old wishbone. Grab an end, hold on tight, breaking bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old wishbone. Thanks. All right, some pretty dark material there. Trying to lighten things up with a song about my parents' neighbor, who's kind of a funny character. His name is Willie Jr., and I've been doing this song for 10 or 12 years, I guess, since I wrote it. Well, not that long, maybe 10 years, 8 years, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, and every night I tell a little story about Willie just to sort of so you can get a picture in your mind. And I've told stories over the years about, oh, the three divorces and the Norton 750 Commando with the two broken arms and the turkey incident and what else, the amateur pilot's license and the fight with Wally. And anyway, there's a new story to tell with Willie Jr., and that is that he turned 60 this year, and to prove to everyone in town that he's still the badass that he's always been, there's this... in this little town in Maine, he threw a party for himself for his 60th birthday. And at the party, he brought everyone out into the road in front of his house. And on the double yellow line, he did a headstand and then a shot of wild turkey while in the headstand, which I didn't see it, but I heard it from several sources. So I'm pretty sure he actually did complete that task. And he did a headstand last time he came to my gig, so I know he can do a headstand. He just does that to prove that he can. Anyway, so that's pretty good for a 60-year-old, huh? Right. Anyway, I think it's pretty impressive for anybody. So, needless to say, for years and years I've known Willie. I figured a long time ago that if I hung out with him for a while, I might get a song idea. And sure enough, I buttonholed him. Or, is that the right word? At a party one time. Is that the right word? Yeah. Pigeonholed it? No. But pigeonholed? No. Buttonholed. So we grabbed him, right? I grabbed him at a party and asked him a couple, well, one question really, actually. And then this song kind of tripped out. I met Willie by the still, he was brewing a batch. He had a short cigar and one last match. He was telling me about his latest troubles with the government. He had child support and alimony. He was looking depressed and kind of lonely, just trying to figure out where all his hard-earned money went. Well, I'll be go to hell, he said. I got nothing but a board and a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Yeah, that's when I got my notebook out. Well, I said, Willie, that sounds like a song. He said, son, you know you may not be all wrong. Could you give me a little piece of the pie if you make it a hit? I got a 51 Ford I'd like to fix up. I got two sick ponies and one sick pup. And my third wife's coming today to take my TV set. Well, I'll be go to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford and a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Oh, no. Last night down at the Lost and Found, he said, horses and women are fine, sure enough, but if you don't treat them right, things are gonna get rough. Believe me, I got these 4-year marriages down. Well, I'll be go to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford and a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd have a lot more money, less gray hair. I might even be a millionaire. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Oh, no. Charles Arthur on the lap steel guitar there. Folks, that's just the Yoda warm-up song, I'll have you know. For the last couple of years, we've been following that up with a song that I learned from one of the great yodelers of all time, the late, great Don Walzer, who was known as the Pavarotti of the Plains down in Texas, and a well-earned title, I must say. He's gone now, but I still I learned a bunch of his songs while he was still alive, and even got to play him for him when he was ailing by his bedside, and that brought a lot of joy to him and me to see him shed a little tear while I played his songs as he was shuffling off this mortal coil. But we'll keep his memory alive tonight with this one, a signature song of his called Rolling Stone from Texas. Now, this is an incredibly difficult song, and I know that someday I just have to exert so much effort to do this song that someday I will probably pass out or maybe even die. I don't know. What a way to go, though, right? In fact, we usually play these little folky kind of coffee houses, and we're in a big rock club with a rock PA, and I'm afraid to sing this song on the rock PA. I think I'll just blow your ears off. So I think we'll try this one unplugged, I think. I think we can do this. So I'm going to step off the mic here. I think we can do this. Ah, you ready, Charles?
Sure.
No, not quite in tune. It'd be better if I was in tune. I'm a rolling stone from Texas. I'm a rolling stone from the plains. I'm a rolling stone from Texas ports. I long to be back there again. They'll say, are you from Texas? That's what I'm wanting to know. Cause if we're both from Texas ports, let's bundle up our clothes and go. Oh, lo-de-de-de-do. No moss as long as it's rolling along. Well, I don't care if I gather any smoke if it's in my Texas home. I've got a little gal waiting. Her name is Patricia Jane. And I'll never be happy until I'm by her side. Way out on this West Texas place. Oh, Lordy, oh, Lordy, oh. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, oh, no, 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 before Charles usually plays that on the electric guitar, so nice job with the switch there, man. Charles, I need a little break after that song. Will you do one while the blood goes back into my brain after that?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Charles.
It's okay if I do a Christmas song, is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, okay, here we go. Hang on here. All right, Evan, you got this one happening? We need this one, buddy. You'll see. All right, right? There you go. How about that? All right. You ready? All right. All
It was the night before Christmas. I was laying in bed. Pretty little thoughts running through my head. In the house, I heard something stir. I went downstairs to see what it were. I saw a big fat man in a red and white suit. He was stumbling around in his big black boots. He'd hit the bottle, it was plain to see. And he turned around and he was smiling at me. He said, I heard you was good with the ham bone trick. But you ain't got nothing on old Saint Nick. So sit right there and hush your mouth. And I'll show you what the ham bone's all about. And he went. Santa had a big smile on his face. He thought he was bad, like he owned the place. I said, Santa, baby, that was out of sight. For a big fat man, you did all right. So I looked at Santa, didn't bat an eye. Then I did the ham bone and let it fly. And I went... I said, Santa, now what you got to say? Best pack your bags and be on your merry way. Well, Santa was mad, it was plain to see. And he wasn't gonna take any mess from me. You could see the anger in his bloodshot eyes. Santa's gonna give it one more try. So he took a big breath and stuck out his chest. He started heaving and hoeing like a man possessed. And he went, Well, the big fat man couldn't do no more. And he puked all over the living room floor. Clutched his chest and his face was red. And he keeled on over looking like he was dead. I said, Santa, baby, that was out of sight. Just take a little rest, you'll be all right. But look at this mess, man, look what you did. and you never should have messed with a ham-bone kid.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Nice job, Charles. Apparently that you got a version of that up on YouTube, right? So,
yeah.
And that's sort of the teaser for Charles's Christmas album that he just completed. It's only $10. There's no ham bone on the album. He couldn't figure out how to record that, you know, properly. But it's a really nice little record, John Selim over there. We're going to close out with this one here. Thank you all so much for... Oh, I got to turn this back. Thank you all so much for coming out on a Sunday night. And this is my last show with Charles this week. We're driving back to Richmond tonight, and I'm flying home. But for a couple of days, this will be my first time home for more than a couple of days since June, I guess. So we're looking forward to settling down in Austin for the next few months, play some Texas shows, maybe write a couple songs if I'm lucky, and we'll see you in Raleigh-Durham sometime next year, I hope, in our travels. Oh, yeah, and a big thanks to Tony Furtado for starting us off in style tonight. Yeah. It's New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engines running rough. I drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will to just up and get away. Some kind of chains holding me down, make me stay. Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. Gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's a bitter wind in your face every day. It's the little sins that wear your soul away. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour write a blank check on your soul? get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, and grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, a good one can turn him around. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good ear. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good ear. Just give me one good ear. Thank you all so much. Thanks to Charles Arthur, Tony Furtado, Evan on the sound, Marianne, our promoter. Thank you all so much at the Berkeley Cafe. I'll settle down. That's not necessary. Oh, I appreciate that. You know, as we're getting old, we don't even bother to like leave the stage. Of course, there's always that danger that you'd stop clapping by the time we get off the stage, because we want to do one more. I've got a holiday song too. We're in the spirit. I get to do this a couple weeks out of the year, and this was my favorite holiday song when I was a little kid growing up, before DVRs, before VHSs, VCRs, whatever they're called, tape machines, before cable, even before color in our house. Actually, it was a black and white TV that I waited with bated breath every year for this little TV special, Christmas special to come along. You know, Christmas is such a anticipatory thing. You get so wound up about it, you know, all the Christmas specials and Frosty the Snowman and all that. So this is in my favorite show. And, you know, when you're 7 years old and what I was going to say is it was only on once a year. It's like I say, but you couldn't tape it. You couldn't just throw it in the DVD machine and watch it. You had to wait for it to play once a year. And if you missed it, too bad. You got to wait until next year. That's a long time for a 7-year-old to wait for something. So.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots.
Your heart's a dead tomato washed with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, sing along now. Stink, stank, stunk. Oh, happy holidays, everybody. Hope to see you in 2010.